And finally today, a little storytelling.
Little kids are like just these germ factories. Their immune systems are just leveling up rapidly by catching every disease known to man. And so I'm performing in 3 to 5 active petri dishes a day, essentially. And they're just, their faces, every hole in their face is leaking all the time. It's like the if you've ever flipped a snail over, that's every little kid's face.
That's Jeff Zimmerman performing his story, The Rude Little Gingerbread Boy. Zimmerman is the founder of the New York-based group And I Am Not Lying. WBUR is sponsoring a performance by Zimmerman and his storytellers tomorrow night at the Middle East in Cambridge.
Now, the best stories make us laugh, cry, or think. Sometimes they're told to close friends around a fireplace, but for Zimmerman and his troupe, they're more fun and perhaps more revealing on stage.
Storytelling as a performative art, as I see it, kind of exists halfway in between stand-up and theater. But they don't have to be funny. You can... Telling a story for me, when I've told, I was in an abusive relationship for a while, and I told a story about that, and I felt like I had popped a boil on the side of my life. It was just so refreshing and renewing to be finished, and I feel like that resonated with the crowd, and it, you know, it can really, really bring people together in a way that I think stand-up does not always do. Stand-up can be a lot more operating at a remove, where you point your finger and laugh at something. But I think storytelling requires that you accept responsibility for the decisions you've placed yourself in, and then you take the audience all the way through it. And if along the way it happens to be funny, that's more fun for the audience.
The group, And I Am Not Lying, started as a blog back in 2003, but it soon developed into a monthly live storytelling sideshow, complete with stand-up routines, musical performances, and according to Zimmerman, a little burlesque.
I got the phrase, And I Am Not Lying, from a woman I overheard who was working at my local library when I were in the town I grew up in, Norfolk, Virginia. And I just heard her say the most outlandish thing to a friend, and she's just kind of like stamping books, and she was like, you're not going to believe this, but they found her purse half a block down from the club on a toilet stool in the McDonald's bathroom. And I am not lying. That's what you say when you have something so outlandish to say. You're not going to believe this. And it turns out it's better than real, but it's true enough.
And I Am Not Lying is performing tomorrow night at the Middle East in Cambridge. They'll be accompanied by the Boston Typewriter Orchestra. Visit our website, radioboston.org, for more information and to see a video of the Typewriter Orchestra in action.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
The program is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, Melissa Galvez, and Dina Rosendorf. We've had production help this week from Shannon Dooling, Aisha Siddiqui, and Rachel Rohr.
Tim Skog is our very capable technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.